thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I want to say good morning and welcome to the Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We thank you for those that are in our sanctuary and those that are in our pavilion and those that are listening over the internet. And I pray you guys had a wonderful Christmas day celebrating our Lord's birthday. And now we're going to be looking forward to a good year that the Lord is going to be with us, because he's always faithful. You know, he says he'll never leave us or forsake us. And we have great things to look forward to. And we pray while you're here listening to God's word and praising him, we pray you might experience his love, the power, and the comfort that only God's love word can actually give us. You can also find an outline of today's sermon inside your church bulletin. The scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Now, let us continue doing what the choir was doing earlier, is praising the Lord, and we're going to be praising him now in song, and we'll turn in our hymnals, first and last stanza, number 37. Number 37, first and last stanza, please. Praising our Lord, number 368 will be our next hymn, number 368, first and last stanza, please.
Thank you.
very much. And our last hymn will be number 395. First and last stanza, if you please stand. 395. Mr. Tomlinson.
Well, good morning. It's wonderful to think that 2020 is almost done, isn't it? And we just pray that as 2021 comes around, that it will be a glorious year. We know it will in Christ, but there's so much of this world that we need to have changed. And so it begins with us to engage the world with the truth of the gospel and the glorious riches of Christ. Want to remind people as well, starting next Sunday, we're going to be having some more sessions, some services. So at 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll be gathering together for a type of question and answer. And if you don't bring any questions to me, I'll bring them to you. How about that? Anyway, but let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace, of your mercy, of your might and of your power, that the joy of the Lord and the wisdom of God and of Christ would be upon us and over us, to lift us up and to strengthen us to do your will and abide by your commands. Father, I pray for the Spirit of Christ to be over us and to encourage our hearts and minds. As it says in Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And so, Lord, we seek after your peace. We rejoice in your blessings, and we pray for your spirit of peace and blessings to be upon your people who are called by your name, to have that hunger, that longing, that thirsting for your word, that we could gather together to study your word, to know your word, and to live out your word on a daily basis, that as we draw closer to you and you encourage our hearts to follow after righteousness, that those that are around us, neighbors and co-workers, families and friends, would encounter the glorious love and the transforming power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for your mercy upon this nation, that there is a lot of turmoil, a lot of anxiety, a lot of difficulties in this world, of things that are happening in this world. And I pray, Lord, that your peace, your comfort, and your presence would be felt and would encourage hearts and minds and lives to be turned towards you, to do your will and abound in you. And Father, I pray for your hand of blessing upon those who are ill today. We pray for those that have contracted this COVID-19 disease, that you would strengthen their bodies and encourage them in you. I pray for little Ida and for her low blood platelets causing pain and difficulties. We pray for Christina, Ida's aunt Linda, who's in the hospital. We pray for Tae Young, who's not feeling well. And we pray for those with cancer, Lord, and Karen and Tarcisio, Rick, Kim Lee and Eduardo Pastor. Bless them, Lord, with your comforting presence and with your healing power, according to your will in your heart. Father, we pray for your wisdom as we look to increase our services and look to expand the outreach of our message through radio, and that you would open up the doors and that we would see the door that you want us to go through, and that we would follow you wherever you lead us. We pray for the churches, Lord, that are in conflict with the state over the mandates and the rulings that they have, and we pray that you would magnify and amplify your name in the midst of these churches, in the midst of these people, to help them to be drawn closer to you and to seek after you and to rejoice in you. That all of the fines and all of the turmoil you would take away, Lord, to amplify and magnify your name. And Father, I do pray for your hand of blessing upon our missionaries throughout this world, and for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Use them in a mighty way to grow and expand your kingdom and your gospel, that there would be reformation, transformation, and revival of life unto you. We pray for the offering to be used for your honor, for your glory, and for the expansion of your kingdom. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, over in our pavilion or extended buildings, or whether they're listening over the internet or later on the CDs. Bless them and encourage their hearts to pursue after you, in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Oh,
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again. And again, I want to welcome all those who are in our worship service today. As Pastor continues to bring us the word from God today, we're going to be studying in Hebrews. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to Hebrews chapter 7, verses 19 through 28. That's Hebrews chapter 7, verses 19 through 28. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. For the law was made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, he has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitted for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son, who has been perfected forever. May God bless the reading of his word. And let us continue with a word of prayer, please. Our Father, in your most holy heaven, we once again enter into your holy of holies. We enter into your very throne room and into your very presence, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we enter in to worship and to honor you only, for your name is holy. Let the weight of your glory fall on us as we worship you today. Father, with the Christmas season still in our hearts, we are reminded of what you did for us. For your word tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Thank you, Father, in your eternal council chambers of the Almighty Godhead, you devised a perfect plan that would save mankind from eternal separation from you, which required that the eternal Son of the Father become flesh and was conceived and born of a virgin. Lord, we rejoice at the Christmas story and all the wondrous glory that we see unfolded in the manger scene in the little town of Bethlehem and in the fields where the shepherds watch their flocks by night. We glory at the good news of the great joy that was proclaimed by the angel of the Lord to Mary. And we are amazed to behold a heavenly choir of angelic beings singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward man." But most of all, we humbly kneel before your throne of grace when we understand that the baby lying in a manger must one day be crucified to the cruel cross so that our sins could be forgiven. Father, thank you for sending your Son so that he could die for our sins and overcome death for us, so we can live eternally with you. Father, now may your Spirit convict many today that needs a Savior. May they confess you as Lord and Savior of their life. And Father, bless all the hearers of your word today with peace and comfort during these troubled times. Now, Father, grant our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, a great servant of yours with great power by the Holy Spirit, to preach your word mightily. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.